13th April 1919, there was a huge gathering in the sacred city of Amritsar, where a religious procession took place in Jallianwala Bagh. An evil British Lieutenant Governor of Punjab, Sir Michael O'Dwyer, ordered his cruel Brigadier General, Regional Edward Harry Dyer, to open fire on innocent and unarmed pilgrims. In 10 minutes, 1,600 bullets were sprayed in this brutal killing. There was bloodshed everywhere. Amongst the victims, there was a young man, Udham Singh, also known as Ram Mohammed Singh Azad, who witnessed this whole massacre. In the middle of over 1,000 dead bodies, Udham Singh takes oath to seek revenge of this aimless killing, an act of terrorism. After a long wait of 21 years, on the 30th of March 1940 at Caxton Hall, London, Udham Singh managed to fulfill his promise. He assassinated Michael O'Dwyer and laid the foundation of freedom for the whole of India. Udham Singh was sentenced to death by hanging at Pentonville Prison, London. A true and brave son of Punjab, Udham Singh was determined that he would get revenge, and he succeeded. However, the day before he fulfilled his mission, he feared it may backfire and something will go wrong. The assassination of Michael O'Dwyer was vital for the freedom of his country. What was Udham Singh thinking? What was going through his mind? He shared his views with his pistol.